5 tips for surviving fallback. Time changes are literally my least favorite thing ever. I mean, why? Benjamin Franklin decided more than 200 years ago to do something that made life for us miserable for 2 weeks out of the year, especially as parents. I mean, I have seriously considered moving to Arizona because I dislike the time change so much. The only thing that stops me is my dislike of the desert. However, in my years of parenting during a time change, I've learned a few things that help keep me sane. Start adjusting bedtime the week before. When it comes to fall back, we technically gain an hour, but what that means for kids is that they are now going to think that 6 p.m. is 7 p.m. Your child, who may have been in great spirits at 6 p.m., could now be grumpy and somewhat tired. They will also be waking up earlier because 6 a.m. is now 5 a.m. It will take some time for their and your body to adjust to this disruption of the circadian rhythm. That is why I start moving bedtime back a little bit at a time for a full week before the change. Just 5 or 10 minutes at a time will make a huge difference when that fateful day comes. Mentally prepare yourself. This may be the most important thing you need to know. You will need to have your mind right when fallback comes. Don't act like you are surprised by it or that you just didn't know that it comes every year. Honestly, we know it happens every fall. So just get your mind right. You will be tired. Your kids will be awake in an hour that no one should be awake. You will be ready to go to sleep at like 7 p.m. because you are so tired. It's going to happen. Don't let it steal your joy. It won't last long, and then everything will be back on track, even if it is completely dark at 5 p.m. We are going to make it, I promise. Take advantage of rising early. While I don't like the time change, I do like to use it as a reset to start getting up early. I always have the goal of getting up early in the morning to spend some uninterrupted time with the Lord. As the year goes on, I get up later and later. Often, I end up having my time with the Lord at nap time or bedtime rather than in the morning, which is fine, but I would rather be in the morning. There's just something about starting the day with the Lord. It sets the tone for everything else that will follow. I also like during the school week that the kids get up and going a little bit earlier. We are actually on time for a while. Even if it doesn't last, that week or two of making it out the door when we should, or even before that, is a great morale booster. For me, anyway. Put in your Starbucks order now. Parents, hear me when I say this. Don't let anyone tell you that you shouldn't be tired because we gain an hour. That is balderdash. Yep, I just wrote balderdash. It's a great word, and you should use it more often when you get tired of saying things like nonsense. You will be tired. Maybe not the first day in the morning, but by that afternoon, you will need the biggest Starbucks you have ever ordered, except for maybe during spring forward. Get the mobile ordering app and just get it ready now. If you don't have a Starbucks near you, then make sure your local coffee shop is open that day and fully stocked with caffeinated awesomeness. You could also just make coffee at home, but be sure you have your favorite creamer on hand. Don't get caught unawares. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Regardless of how you feel about fallback, keeping your eyes on Jesus is the best way to walk well through any season. You can't control this whole time change situation, but we can control how we respond. We can control where we look during every season and change we go through, even when it is something as common as a time change. Looking for a community or someone to grab coffee with who is in a similar life season? We'd love to connect with you and get to know you better. Below, you will find a few people that can't wait to meet you. Shoot us an email so we can make a plan.